Well, good afternoon. I'm Mike Robinson here for Ecom News Network, and we're visiting with their mayor, Kenny Cotham. Mayor Cotham, there's a lot of stuff going on right now at the old Adams Western Store property, and I know people are asking questions about that. Can you kind of tell us what's going on today?
Well, Mike, you know, this has been a thing that we've been working on for about 3 years, and it's finally coming true. That the holdup, you know, that everybody was talking about the holdup and thinking that it had got stopped or halted, but the holdup was, you know, the presidential election. They froze a lot of that money, a lot of that federal funding and federal grants was frozen until President Trump could figure out where all that money was going.
Right.
And now it's freed back up, so we're free to get started, and we're going to start developing that property. It's a go.
Okay, so the work they're doing today is that part of the water and sewer part project?
It is, Mike. I don't mind telling you. I am actually out of town, and I hate it because I would have loved to have been there the day they started. I've been working on this since day one, and got a lot of hours in it, and I wanted to be there when they got started. Unfortunately, I am on vacation. I'm out of town, but yeah, that's what they're working on. They're working on the sewer and the water. A lot of the investors don't want to get involved, and I don't blame them until there's sewer and water on that property.
Right.
And that's what we're doing right now.
All right,
I think they're going to start boring. If it's my understanding is correct, they're going to start boring tomorrow under 63.
Right. Now, will this cause any problems as far as you'll be stopping traffic or anything like that, or is this just...
Shouldn't. I don't think there'll be any problems at all there. Of course, we're in constant contact with the Department of Transportation, and no, as far as I know, there won't be no traffic problems.
Okay, and so as far as getting the dirt work done and the water and sewer, do you know, is there an estimated time on how long that will take to get that done?
You know, I think Mr. Stewart thought that he could have his part done maybe by the end of the month.
Oh, very good.
So that's pretty quick, but since we were late getting started, it may go a couple weeks over.
I understand. Okay, and this is a big deal for the city. If they're getting that water and sewer in there, that, you know, gives us a chance to maybe bring some business to town, right?
Well, exactly right, and not only businesses to town, but jobs. You know,
mm-hmm.
Gosh, Mike, we've got so much going on right now. If you know, in a 3 mile stretch of the highway right there, you can see three different developments taking place.
Wow.
And we just got a lot going on, more so probably than ever has happened in the city of Thayer since I've been around, and I've grew up here.
Yeah, me too. I don't remember ever seeing this much at one time, for sure.
I wish it hadn't come right at this time. I wish we could have got it done earlier, and we tried, but... Anyway, it's coming. It's all happening, and it's going to be a done deal here before long. And the way I understand it, you know, and I don't think this is a secret. I had people coming to me yesterday about building a motel on that end of town.
Okay.
That's not a secret. We've talked about it in open meetings and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a lot going on. I mean, more so than people realize, probably. You know.
Yeah, this property is big enough to where there could be more than one thing on it. I mean, several businesses
yes.
could be there.
Yes. They're talking about a major motel chain, and matter of fact, I talked to them yesterday from down here where I'm at. But anyway, I'm so excited, and I can't hardly wait to get home just to see what's going on. But I got my hands on it. I'm a hands-on type of guy.
Right.
I got my hands on it from afar, I guess I should say.
Yeah, busy time. I know you got election coming up before long, and you're running for re-election again, right?
Exactly. You know, I didn't know for sure if I was going to run for re-election this time. I couldn't not do it. Does that make sense?
I've got too many
things going on.
Yep.
You
want to see it through.
And it's a critical time for the city. I can't think of any other time that's been more critical for the city of Thayer. Maybe when Walmart was coming in,
right?
You know? But Mike, personally, I think what we got going on now will probably surpass some of the tax bases that we're getting elsewhere now.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest thing that's happened up there in a long time. I mean, I can't think of.
All right.
I got a council behind me that we worked well together, and it's exciting times for the city up there. I promise you,
it is. And I appreciate you taking the time. I know you've always been cooperative with us on getting information out there when you can. I know that a lot of this stuff you can't talk about ahead of time until stuff starts getting
still
done.
There's still a few things on this property that we can't talk about, but that'll go to the wayside pretty quick.
All right.
And we will let everybody know. And I'm always just a phone call away. I'm not a hard person to find. You know where I'm at about all the time.
Right.
And anybody needs to talk to me about anything, even the reelection part, I'm wide open for that.
All right. That sounds good. And as a classmate of yours, I wish you good luck. I hope you get reelected again, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike, and I appreciate the call just getting the word out to the people on what's going on. I'm sure there's a lot of questions right now.
All right. Thank you for your time.
You bet. I'm always here if you need me.
All right. Again, that's Mayor Ken Cotham with the City of Thayer.